Grey Highlands Council candidate Lynn Silverton is no stranger to local voters. I listen and I always respond. I am a wife, mother, grandmother and dog-aholic, said Silverton. I served you for 15 years on council from 2003 to 2018 and I am asking for your support again, to return me to council. Silverton and her husband Bob retired 30 years ago in Artemisia Township, which later became part of Grey Highlands. They owned a 100-acre farm and ran a cow-calf operation for a number of years. Lynn said during their farming days they truly found out what the phrase, farms feed cities, means. They now live in a smaller home in Rock Mills. I am proud of being a part of the past councils that finally saw the new hospital about to be started, Beavercrest School saved and the promise of a new building in Grey Gables not only saved but promised to be expanded, she said. Library services are growing, policing and fire protection are looking after us but, in some cases I ask, what happened this past 4 years? Silverton said she doesn't have one particular item of the many now causing concern on her agenda. The job covers a myriad of municipal matters that council must take care of. I have that needed ability. Water, speeds, budgets, services, planning, safety and on, she said. My past performance as your counselor speaks for itself. I answered your phone calls and your emails promptly, and still do. I brought some of your matters to council and I followed them through. Silverton has continued to actively volunteer at most community events and she has served on just about every committee or board in the municipality. I believe my broad and eclectic background of community service further enables me to truly understand the needs of all Grey Highlanders. I am a Legion officer, Rotary past president, and member of seniors clubs to name a few. I know the needs of seniors and those of the various age groups I have lived through since birth, she said. I bring a perspective that could challenge my colleagues on council, to do the right thing for every Grey Highlander. Some people call this common sense and I also call it experience. Again I ask for your trust and your vote, for one simple reason, you can count on me to do what I say and say what I do. The municipal election is October 24, 2022. To confirm you are on the voters list, or to find out about advance voting options, visit the Grey Highlands website here.